This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Rolling with another hour of What's on Your Nine. Looks like a typical winter of 22, 23 day out there with the snow coming down. We have reports of the significant amount of rollovers near Valley City, so encourage you to slow down there considerably. Traffic speeds last we heard from some of our listeners in the 40s. Seeing the snow further to the east here on I-29, just be careful. Slow down. Anything you want to report on the road conditions, anything you're seeing out there, love hearing your reports. 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. Look forward to that conversation. Texter says, I think it's time for every Christian who shops at the Mall of America to purchase a Jesus Saves shirt and wear them en masse, for every trip there and tell them to pound sand if they tell you you can't wear it there.
That's my kind of thinking right there.
You're going to lead the brigade, aren't you?
You bet. Kid? Let's go.
Yeah. Let's do this.
It's just, I get back to what blows me away is that a security guard in this country doesn't know better than to say, well, then don't look at it. You don't like something that's not, you don't get to say
you
what someone
make
weighs.
Sure somebody's not offended, Kev.
Why? That's not a thing. People are going to get offended at every, then where does it stop?
They're at the Mall of America.
I don't like your haircut.
I don't want anybody
offended.
I don't
like the way you wear that ring.
It's in Minneapolis.
I don't like your pants.
Bloomington.
I don't like your shoes.
Minnesota.
Shut up.
It's the,
you don't have to wear it. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to just, I don't care if you're offended, sticks and stones. Well, you never heard that? Well, let me update you.
See, I'm offended capital of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you know?
That's so true. Ugh. I mean, I'm a long time sarcastic, satirist, comedian. I can't even get my mind around that.
If you miss this, evidently over the weekend, somebody was offended with a patron of the Mall of America that was wearing a t-shirt that said, Jesus Saves. Security guards approached the man, said, either remove the shirt or get out of the mall. So this is going a bit viral. We talked about it earlier, and some of our listeners.
I would say, please present my... Please present the person that is complaining about my shirt. I'd like to meet them. Find out what about this shirt is offensive, what they have problem they have with it. Then it would, you know who it is and why they have the problem with it. So.
Lester says, great interview with Jack Maxey. Let the light shine to expose the corruption. We need transparency. It's time to go big or go home. He is quite the treasure. I met him actually with Chris Ruddy from Newsmax down at a dinner in Florida a couple of years ago, maybe. I don't know exactly when it was, but a little over a year ago at least. And he pulls out a thumb drive and says, this is everything in Hunter Biden's laptop right here. Like, are you serious? Yeah, he said the New York Post has it. And, of course, the New York Post is the closest one to any news organization that actually did something with this. So, but how about when he actually offers it to the attorney that is investigating Hunter, and he says, why don't you give that to the FBI? It's like hot potato. They don't want it, for crying out loud. And today Hunter Biden is in court. You know what he's battling about? The surname of his daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. There's one granddaughter the Bidens don't claim. It's just an awful mess. 271-1100-855-200-1776. Anyway, thank you for that compliment on the interview. We enjoyed it as well. What else do we have here from our fine listeners? The sky is lighting up right about the Streeter exit. Road's still wet, but not icy. All right, thank you for that. We had reports of glare ice from rain around Valley City. So glad to know as things progress west, it's better. Somebody said, please say Jack's last name again, maybe spell it too. It's Jack Maxey. It's M-A-X-E-Y. Just double check that. Yeah, Jack Maxey. M-A-X-E-Y. Done a few interviews. If you track it down, you can find some information on Jack that's out there, but hope that helps. Texture says, if things in this country are so offensive to people, why don't they go back to where they came from? Less risk of being offended, I guess. Another listener, three times this year, there were shootings at Mall of America. One stabbing, and a couple of years back, a child was thrown over the railings from the third floor. Remember that? That was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And they're offended by a T-shirt?
Yeah, I watched the encounter during the break, the top of the hour, and the gut hanging out on this mall cop makes Paul Blart look like he's in shape.
So you're saying he doesn't have Barney Fife's physique, but he has
not quite. He's He's a Paul Blart. He's got a taser there, and he's basically telling this guy, and this is a man of color, African American gentleman, that has a bright Jesus Saves shirt on, and he has two choices: either takes the shirt off or leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Crowded Mall of America, and this is what they're worried about.
And back to the earlier caller's or texter's point, shootings, stabbing, throwing a kid off, this can't be the biggest threat that a security guard ought to be worried about. Texter goes on to say, and they are offended by a T-shirt. That sounds about right. Next thing that they will have to change is their name, being the word America is in it. I'm sure that will offend someone. And the mall will bend to their cries and change it. Then the mall will cease to exist. And it can't be too far off. Listener has a request for you, Kev. Prisoner of the Highway by Ronnie Milsap.
Ooh.
For his 80th birthday.
Good one.
You like that?
You got it.
Okay. And let's see here. Listener says the 20 representatives last week used leverage to make the process more conservative. It would have been nice for Kelly to join them. It seems our representatives, and many like them, use any leverage they have to convince real conservatives to vote more liberal. Never the other way around. I saw and heard more conservative elected officials get more aggravated with the 20 than ever did with lockdowns, masks, COVID shots, hospitals refusing ivermectin. It's disgusting. I'm realizing the true conservatives are the rhinos. I'm realizing the true conservatives are the rhinos. All right. One thing I will tell you about what we saw on the floor during the debate, because there wasn't a Congress seated yet, C-SPAN had free rein to have cameras anywhere in the House. That's why we saw some of the rancor and the stuff going on with Matt Gaetz and whatnot. I don't remember where I heard this, but I did hear this from somebody that's pretty typical of what goes on the House floor. You know, there's passionate debate and, you know, whatever you'd call that, I guess, animated members that are trying to convince one member to go the other way. It's just that you don't see it. So I'm not sure that's completely unique, but I take your point nonetheless. Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. We'll ask him about that and more today on the program. Got a lot to cover with Kelly. Meanwhile, another segment to tell us what's on your mind as we continue after this.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience today. To give you an idea of what's for lunch, beefy noodles sound good. NP Avenue has those. Downtown Fargo, location, PetroServe USA. Also, the PetroServe USA on 12th Avenue and I-29, beefy noodles. Chicken fettuccine or lasagna, West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA. Tuna hot dish in Harwood, lasagna in Glendon, Salisbury steak in Yulin, or tater tot hot dish at the 45th Street location of PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. We have the numbers now for December, 250,000 plus border encounters. New records keep being held all the time. Things should be fine, though, because the New York City mayor went down to the border, Kev. So I know you can hardly sleep at night with what's going on at the border, but now that the New York City mayor has been down there, I think things are fine.
And to go down and tell the people of El Paso, hey, we're full in New York, so, you know, like they're coordinating the whole thing in El Paso.
Like things are picnic like, in El Paso.
Everything's fine, you know, and he acknowledges, you know, but, dude, I mean, what good is it going to help? They know what the problem is, okay? They're there.
Well, if I were Eric Adams, who's a prominent Democrat, I would get other prominent Democrats from communities, you know, governors, mayors, and I'd go all the way along, you know, the entire border, and I would say, Biden administration, fix this.
Yeah,
stop
you think.
This.
Here's some of what he said.
These things can't take more. And I don't want El Paso to be put in a position that they can't take more. They should not be put in that position. And so I stand here next to my brother mayor and stated, we are not pointing the finger at El Paso.
We're not going to what?
We're not going to put up with this in El Paso. Well, they have been saying that, Eric. No one listens. No one's paying any attention. So take your pulpit to D.C., set it up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, right.
And tell him.
Let's go.
I mean, it's just gibberish.
I believe that we must appoint a FEMA leader that is going to come in and look at this and coordinate our response.
Yeah, so let's get FEMA involved. Let's not fix the influx. Let's not fix the hole in the border. Let's not do any of that. Let's bring in and spend more federal money to fix a system that's, you know, clearly not going to be fixed by any laws or policy. Build the wall, people. Build the wall.
Fix the mess at the border.
Now.
Reinstate the Trump, you know, the Trump.
You've heard my analogy.
Protocol here. So remain in Mexico.
See if you'd like this. I mean, I think you've heard this. Imagine you have a beautiful above ground swimming pool in your backyard. And it springs a huge leak. Now it's flooding the yard and the pool's draining. Well, you put the hose in the pool and you turn the hose on, and it turns out the hose is going to keep the pool just perfectly filled the same rate that the leak is happening. But your fix to it is to get pumps and start pumping out the yard. Start cleaning up the flood in the yard. You haven't patched the hole. You haven't turned off the faucet. You haven't done anything. You're just pumping the water out of your yard.
It's not complicated.
Is that the fix? Is that we're going to go on like this forever? Keep putting water in the pool and never fix the leak? Ugh.
It is disgusting. I'm glad Mayor Adams has realized there's a problem. Now I would suggest you actually call on a real fix.
But that's the thing, man. It's just more talk and more blah, blah to people that can't do anything about it. Call them out, man.
Please do. Listener wants to weigh in on the controversy over the Mall of America and the Jesus Saves t-shirt.
Oh.
Says, I love that the security guard told that person to do that because now I don't have to watch these kids with their pants hanging down.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I could just tell the security guard, tell that boy over there, a man with his butt hanging out, to go change it. It offends me.
Because I'm offended. We've been play that. We could just play the first. Listen carefully to this.
I understand that, right. But Jesus is associated with religion and offending people.
No, it's not. I'm sorry, it's not a nation.
I'm offending people.
I'm not lying.
Okay, but it's the same thing. Okay, people have been offended, and like I said, all we are asking you is to take your shirt off. You can go to Macy's or you can leave.
I didn't say anything. I didn't speak. I didn't say anything.
It doesn't matter. People are offended. People are offended. Two choices, take it off or leave.
Didn't say a thing. He's wearing a T-shirt.
He didn't say a thing.
Oh, my gosh. Can't make it up. We haven't spent a lot of time on the documents today, but there's more documents that have been found in Say It Ain't So Joe's house. And I found a story from NPR. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've not heard this. Maybe you heard this. But on four occasions, classified documents were found at Biden's private residence and a D.C. office he used before becoming president. On four occasions, classified documents were found at Biden's private residence and a D.C. office he used before becoming president. That's written like they were found before he became president. But are we up to four now?
I believe so, yeah.
So two in the garage, right? One in the closet at the Penn Biden Center, and then the other ones are at the house?
I guess.
You don't care, do you?
I don't. I could care less about this complete distraction from the real problems that we're facing. And the more we talk about this, the more we feed it. And it's who cares?
Well,
there's no laws. I mean, no one's going to go to jail. No laws. That they all do it. They've all done it. You got Secretary of State Clinton taking them. You got Vice President Biden taking them. Other presidents taking them. They all take them. And they're not classified anymore because they took them. So it's
that's not the case with Biden.
This whole thing to me is just a distraction. This isn't any real. They're going to throw them under the bus. It's a perfect distraction from the real problems that they don't have to answer or deal with it anyway.
Okay, wait a minute now, though. There's two different things there. Don't care, it's a distraction, and they're going to throw them under the bus. Are they going to use the illegal behavior of this to throw them under the bus?
No question.
Well, then it
is
a big deal.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Then it is a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the document side of it is a distraction to me. I mean, it's, again, no one's ever going to get punished for it. They all do it. They've all done it. They smash servers. They bleach, you know, it just goes on and on. It's fine. None of them should take anything. They should just take their pictures on the wall and leave, but they don't. But the real problems are at the border in the cities where the crime and
Mall of America.
Eggs.
We got a real problem in
Mall
of America.
Yeah, pay attention to that. Ugh.
And most of our listeners are outraged about what happened to Mall of America, to your point that maybe the Biden document thing is a yawner now. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, when we come back, don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday called for the federal government to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelming city officials throughout America.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
The Democrat mayor was in El Paso this weekend to survey the border and meet with his counterparts to discuss how the crisis is impacting the community.
We expect more from our national national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
House Republicans are seeking 2 years of visitors' logs from President Biden's Delaware home as part of a push for more details about top-secret documents that were found in Mr. Biden's home and his Washington, D.C. office. Wild Card Weekend in the NFL wraps up tonight as Dallas travels to Tampa Bay. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I've got 13 hours to make my destination, and I don't want to stop to check my weight. There won't be no sleep for me tonight, no. I've got to be hitting Tulsa my first morning light. I'm a prisoner of the highway.
I forgot about this one. Ronnie Millsap's 80 years old today, so we're celebrating with his bumper music today, and that one was by request, one of our fine listeners. Every time I look outside, it's
coming down,
yeah.
Western part of the eastern part of the state.
It is. The snow is barreling down here. So
more to the south of Fargo-Moorhead, but yep, it's moving through.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us regularly on What's on Your Mind, and he's here for an update. Hello, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm in D.C. I'm on the steering committee, so we're populating the rest of our committees. The rest of our friends are back home in district, and I'm still stuck in the swamp. But other than that, things are good.
What was your takeaway from the drama leading up to electing Speaker McCarthy?
Well, I wish we'd have got all of that stuff worked out before January 3rd, because I actually like the rules package. I like the fact that we're going back to regular order. I think with a 4-vote majority, the only way Republicans are going to effectuate change for the American people is if we're listening to all viewpoints and we're talking to each other at the beginning of the process and not just the end. That being said, like I said, I wish we could have worked it out probably so we didn't have to do it all on C-SPAN for 4 days straight.
Anything that you're concerned about that, you know, was given in the way of concessions?
No, not really. A lot of people have talked about the motion to vacate. I think it's important to recognize two things. One, I think motion to vacate has kind of turned into Section 230, which we always talk about in the tech space. But just dealing with 230 is not going to deal with the overall problems we have with big tech, as we've seen in numerous instances over the last 2 months. But it's also the same rule that has been in place until Speaker Pelosi took the gavel again in 2016 throughout the whole history. I like that we're doing regular order. I know there are a lot of members that are worried about taking tough votes. I think our constituents sent us here to take tough votes. I think you deal with it, you go home. And I mean, if you wanted an easy job, this isn't the one you should run for. But I just really think that I've always advocated for having all viewpoints on all committees, so I think that's a good idea. I think having some of our more hardline members on rules is really important, because if you can't get the rule passed in rules committee, you're not going to get it passed on the floor. And those types of procedural votes are really embarrassing for whichever party's in power. So we have to be able to make sure we work our way through that. So I'm actually, it gives more power to every member of Congress. How is that a bad thing?
The vacate the chair rule. Tell us why you're not worried about that, because, you know, some people look at that as to say, hey, Kevin McCarthy ticks one member off, then he can be removed.
Well, that's how, and remember, that's what Mark Meadows used. We never actually voted on it, but that's how they deposed Boehner. But here's the real reason I'm not worried about it. Five members can sign a discharge petition and bring it to the floor anyway if all the Democrats vote for them. So, I mean, any five members of the Republican conference can kill anything they want to kill, any five, right now. So, including taking the speaker down, because I'm assuming they would get broad Democratic support. I think that's the reason I'm not as particularly worried about it. In order to do this without a majority of the majority and without support from the Republican conference, I don't care who you are, you have to work with Democrats to get it done. And I don't think our grassroots and our Republican base is going to take that type of thing. They'll take that very seriously, so you better be right when you're doing it.
What is, when you talk about the steering committee and getting the different committees populated, I think a lot of people are saying, okay, speaker drama's done. Let's get to work. What's job one? Is it going to be on the border? Is it going to be on, Hunter Biden or the Biden administration? Where do you start?
All right. So job one was repealing the 87,000 IRS agents, which we passed last week. Job two was setting up two select committees, one on China, which got broad bipartisan support. The other one in our rules package, which is a select committee on the government's weaponization against American citizens, that's set up. And then you can do all of those, Scott. I mean, oversight can start in on what they want to start in on. I mean, right now, obviously, we have a documents issue. We have these big tech issues where we know government has been working. Judiciary is going to start on a border security bill. We have the framework for it. The Texas delegation has been working really hard at that. We have actually worked on a conservative solution to that for 4 years in the minority. And then also you go into oversight, you deal with that. I know the first thing we're going to start on energy and commerce is on the energy subcommittee is permitting reform and getting a realistic way in which places like North Dakota are part of the solution and not part of the problem. And I think that's important. It's important for everybody listening because you're going to have various different listeners that say they want this oversight to take priority, and then you'll have other ones that say we want the farm bill to take priority or we want energy security to take priority. We have one committee dedicated to oversight. They're not doing permitting reform under any circumstances. It's not their jurisdiction. So they're going to do that. We're going to do what we do on energy and commerce, and at the same time, it's about time this administration had some checks and balances. What's being covered and what's being done aren't always the same thing, which you know better than anyone.
Yeah, no question about that. But we get it. And I know that after a trip right before the election down to the border, then Leader McCarthy said, "We want a resignation, or we'll start impeachment on Mayorkas because of what's happened at the border." Is that going to be Judiciary, who will take that one on, and when will that start?
Yeah, so I think that, I mean, yes, the Immigration Subcommittee on Judiciary is the committee with jurisdiction, and you've got good guys on there. Chip Roy's on there, obviously, border security. Oversight will do the other, I mean, a bunch of the other side of that. We'll deal with it in Energy and Commerce on the either the Oversight or the Healthcare Subcommittee, because that's who covers a lot of the fentanyl thing. So, yes, but I mean, and I've told you this before, I think we have to build the case. It doesn't mean it takes a long time, but there, every committee has some jurisdiction about what's going on with the border security. You know, Mike Waltz and Dan Crenshaw just introduced a bill basically saying we can treat the cartels as a threat to national security, and it, in a different way, not quite the terrorist label. There's some other unintended consequences that go with that. But we're going to be doing that everywhere. And if the evidence leads to an impeachment proceeding, we should start it. What we shouldn't do is what the Democrats did when President Trump got elected, just immediately say we're impeaching him. without building the case. You can build the case, you can build the case quickly, and none of that is different than I do think Secretary of America should resign because he's completely incompetent at this job. That we all know.
Yeah, no kidding. You mentioned the documents issued. What's your take on this?
My biggest take on this is it seems to me right now, and we will get into this and do it and all of that. My biggest take, and this is what I think is so dangerous and something we have to be serious about, is how differently this gets treated depending on whether it is President Trump or it's not President Trump. I'm starting to think it's not a coincidence that when all of these things are discovered on Democrats prior to the election, it isn't reported until after the election. This isn't just this one. You could talk about the New York Post. You could talk about the 100 people who signed national security advisors that knew full well the letter they were signing was crap and did it anyway, the FBI having it and all of that. So I think the coordination between tech and government, DOJ, FBI paying Twitter money to help do disinformation, HHS trying to find out if people were going to church during quarantine. What a great way to start the church committee. Hey, why are you looking to see if people are going to church during quarantine? You don't think that's a civil liberties issue? You don't think that's a First Amendment issue? You think your role as an FBI agent or an HHS agent or a doctor working for the government is to determine whether people are praying on a Sunday morning? I don't think that's your role. I think you should stay out of that role. I think the fact that you thought you could do it is damningly dangerous.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us on What's on Your Mind today. We talked last hour with Jack Maxey. Jack is an investigative journalist who has possession of the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. And it sounds like a very small percentage has actually been out in the public and reported on. And he is amazed that he has not been asked by the new Republican House for this information because he's got it. And, of course, the FBI doesn't want it. The investigator now investigating Hunter Biden doesn't want it. Is that an issue? It's going to be...
Yes. Jamie Comer is chairing oversight. We haven't populated the oversight committee. That is one of the frustrating things. We are 6-7 weeks behind, and that is self-inflicted on the Republicans' part, and that's the part of the frustrating thing. But I've worked with that investigative team over at the oversight committee. I've worked with all the judiciary staff and the members. I don't think there's anybody better to start this and do this in a real aggressive and thoughtful way than Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan. And yes, but we got to get the committee formed, which we'll do over the next 2 days.
Questions or comments for Kelly are welcome. 701-271-1100 to call us, 271-1100. We also welcome your text at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Squeeze in one here before the break. Do you see the upcoming debt limit debate as an opportunity to lower spending?
Yes, I'm a little. So I was on the Republican Study Committee, which is the largest conservative conference. We sent a letter saying we were opposing a clean debt limit last Congress. I was actually the one in the group that said we should put language in there that knows our leadership says we want you to negotiate that. I was really disappointed in the White House saying they aren't even going to negotiate to curb any spending on this process. We have to be aggressive in getting spending reform. We absolutely do. It's $32 trillion in debt. We will have an opportunity to talk about all of those things. At the same time, I don't want to turn our seniors' 401ks into 201ks. The U.S. can't default on its debt. We have to be aggressive. We have to be. Everybody has to work in good faith, and we have to move forward pretty quickly.
When is the deadline?
Well, I think it's also coincidental that Secretary Yellen sent the letter out the day after the speaker race for a vote that probably really comes, at the earliest end of June, but probably pushes into July or August.
All right, friends, we'll take a short break. Back with more with our chat with Congressman Kelly Armstrong in our final segment, What's on Your Mind, on a snowy Monday. Yes, back snowing. Looking at a snowplow going northbound on I-29 right now and reduced visibility from the snow that's out there now. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind after this.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's like Hurley Millsap here.
I'm not sure where, but definitely in the roster.
99 and 44, 100% pure love.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow today. Some great TV specials, winter TV specials now, include that My Coffee that is getting rave reviews. You go to mystore.com, you save up to 50% when you use the promo code SCOTT. That's right. You can get a free go anywhere my pillow that goes along with it. The towels, the bed sheets, the toppers, the slip-ons and moccasins, they're $90 off right now. Find all those at mypillow.com. call 701, no, it's an 800 number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, all right? Or online at MyPillow.com. Just remember to use the promo code SCOTT. All right, back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong in our final segment here. Dave, question for you. Go ahead, Dave, you're up.
Kelly, in 2018-2019, the federal government spent a total $4.4 trillion, and then we had the COVID spending madness that increased all that by 75%. Now some of your colleagues, including Michelle Fischbach, are talking about, you know, clamping down on fraud, waste, and abuse, and that's important, but that's always tinkering at the edges. Are you and McCarthy committed to getting spending back to historical levels and even less than that and balancing the budget and shrinking our national debt?
So there's two different ways to look at this. One, when Republicans had control, we actually reduced discretionary spending over the course until 2016. The problem with discretionary spending is it's about 35% of the overall budget. And there's two schools of thought on mandatory spending, which is Medicaid, Social Security, all of those different issues. One is you can't really attack it unless you have the House, the Senate, and the White House. And then the other school of thought is that the only time you really get substantial breakthrough is in divided government because everybody has to have skin in the game so nobody can run the alarmist commercials in elections. So, yeah, I think we should have a balanced budget amendment. We are going to bring a balanced budget out of the budget committee onto the floor through regular order, which is great. And I don't know which one of those schools of thought is right. I know which one we are in right now, and we should try. And I agree with you. I voted for some bills during the beginning of the COVID pandemic that I don't think, and I think there's a lot of Republicans that would never vote for those under any other circumstance. But I didn't support any of the Trump administration budgets because they didn't balance the budget and they spent too much money. So however everybody got here on my side of the aisle, I'm glad they're all back now. And I think we should do everything we can to have serious conversations about it. The interest on our national debt is about to overtake military spending. We cannot sustain that over any significant period of time, and people have to get serious about it. We have to get serious about it right now. So, yes, thanks. I'm committed to do everything I can to lower both discretionary and non-discretionary spending.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Texter says, Representative Armstrong, with the FBI being politicized to the corrupt core, would it be better for state sheriff's departments to do firearm background checks rather than the totally corrupt FBI? What if there's an algorithm for denials for Republican voters or Trump supporters, the FBI isn't to be trusted anymore? What say you?
Really needs, and I've been one of the first people. I remember after Trump appointed Director Wray, and we were in there, and Jim Jordan was the ranker on over judiciary, and I had to tell him that I was going to go after him right after he'd been appointed. The problem you have with state offices doing these background checks, and I think all law-abiding pro-Second Amendment people agree, if you've been convicted of murder in Mississippi with violent crime, those aren't the people we want having guns. And this is one of the issues of the technology age. The Stark County Sheriff's Office computer doesn't even always talk to the Cass County Sheriff's Office computer. In order to build that program up from the ground up, in which you would get every single office across the country to be comfortable with the compatibility of the software, would be a massive undertaking. And I do so. Even back, and I don't know if I'd support it anymore just because of my concerns about the FBI, but Doug Collins and I had a Fusion Center bill, which was not a database, which was not anything. It was just simply a place where if you were convicted after having the right to a jury trial, that you could access that information. Our problem right now with background checks, whether it's for a gun or whether for it's a gun purchase or not, is that everything has been so slowly bogged down. That's why it's so important to have those deadlines. If you don't complete it in 10 days or whatever the date, you get the gun. The Democrats have tried to change that to if it isn't completed, you have to wait till it's completed. Well, that's just the same thing as a denial by not processing. So we have to make sure we do it. Obviously, I think everybody has seen the Brace rule that the FBI just came out with. That is a terrible abuse of power in a massively anti-Second Amendment way. And we have to have to get that under control. But as long as the background checks stay separate, and as long as we have those hard deadlines where if you don't meet the deadline, the person gets the gun, we've kind of got them in a little bit of a box. So I'm okay with that right now.
Last text here. My son is flying helicopter at the border for the North Dakota Guard, says this listener. It's not uncommon for each flight to help Border Patrol find 40 to 60 illegals as far as 10 miles from the border sneaking in. It's bad.
It's really bad. And when I went down there, that was the one thing. You know, I'm an old map guy from oil and gas days and all of that. One of the things I learned when I went to the border, which I think this caller, or that texter really hits on, it's not linear. Like, when we think about the border, we think about the border between Mexico and the United States, and we draw it as a line. But it is moving as far as 800 miles north into Texas. And these local communities and these local law enforcement agents aren't actually being able to... They're being overrun.
They are being overrun. Well said. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. See you tomorrow, folks.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.